This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome back to the show. We did our little relaunch and we coordinate with radio. You can hear me every day, 3 hours a day on USA Radio. Go to usaradio.com or go to iHeartRadio.com, where I'm on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't even have to be there during those 3 hours. All my shows are archived. Go back for years. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV. USA Radio, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. And you know what? We are at war. This is a civil war going on right now in the United States of America. So far, a relatively nonviolent, no shots fired civil war so far. But we are at civil war, and you cannot debate that. You can see it. The two sides are no different than the North and the South. The blue and the gray in the Civil War days, now it's the blue and the red. It's Republican against Democrat, and we are at a civil war, at a loggerhead. Nobody can agree on anything. There is no compromise. Their vision of America is so different than ours, it can't be settled with a compromise. There is no compromise with what these people want. Donald Trump wasn't talking about black people go home. He was referring to four specific people and saying they're communists and socialists. Go to hell back to your communist and socialist countries if you like them so much better than America. That was the point of the tweet. And, of course, the main person he was thinking of was clearly Ilhan Omar, who's made the most racist, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating, Israel-hating comments in the history of the United States House. She is representing Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States House. Do you understand that? So Trump was responding to the hate speech that comes from Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alana Presley and AOC. And they condemned him on the House floor today. I think Trump is playing chess at a much higher level, and they're all playing checkers. Here's Trump's tweets earlier today. He said, my tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. The so-called vote to be taken is a Democratic con game. Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their trap. This should be a vote on the filthy language, statements, and lies told by Democrats and the Democrat congresswomen, who I truly believe, based on their actions, hate our country. Get a list of the horrible things they have said. Omar is polling at 8%, Cortez at 21%. Nancy Pelosi tried to push them away, but now they are forever wedded to the Democratic Party. See you in 2020. Trump has succeeded in making them the story. And the average American that voted for Trump is never leaving Trump, certainly never over this thing, which is nothing. We all believe, I believe, love it or leave it. You either love America or get the hell out. It's got nothing to do with racism. No one's sending black people home. No one's sending people of color home. No one's sending Mexicans home. We're sending bad people home. Communists are bad people. If you hate this country and you want open borders and you want to make it a communist country and you believe in the Green New Deal and you believe in free college and free health care and ripping off the American people, you're insane. We want you out of here. Go to another country. He didn't mean go back to Africa. When did he say those words? He said go back to what he meant, I believe, and what he should have said, is either go back to your own country or go back to the socialist hellhole that you respect more than America if you think America's no good. And let me go one more thing, and I'll get to Bill O'Reilly's talking points in just a second. If a white person who was Jewish heritage from Israel said the same things as those four congresswomen, I would say go to hell, get the hell out of my country, Love it or leave it. Go home. Same thing. Get the hell out of here. Go back to Israel. Well, I'm Jewish. Right? So I can't be an anti-Semite. I can't be anti-Jewish. I'm Jewish. So it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. If a white person says, get the hell out of my country. If a black person says it, get the hell out of my country. If a Jew says it, get the hell out of my country. If a Christian says it, get the hell out of my country. And if a Muslim says it, get the hell out of my country. You know what that means? You're a communist, and you seem to hate the country. So why would you stay here and try and ruin our country? Just go back to some other country. There is nothing racist about it. But the U.S. House voted today along party lines to censure President Trump and condemn President Trump as a racist. It means nothing. And as Trump said, we'll see what happens in 2020. Time for Bill O'Reilly's Talking Points right now.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here for Newsmax, and this is the Talking Points memo. Hey, what about this President Trump for radical congresswoman controversy? So what this is all about is politics, not anything substantial, not anything that would actually affect your life or my life as Americans. So there's a strategy going on here. And the media will not tell you what this is because the media is invested in getting Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. So they portray, they being the press, this story as a, oh, he's a racist story. That's where all the energy is flowing. But here's what's really going on. You have the four radical congresswomen. All right, Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, you know them. They truly believe that America is a unfair country, a place where white men abuse everyone else. That's the common theme that the four radical congresswomen have. Got to understand that. The Democratic Party fears those women, especially Ocasio-Cortez, who is a media darling and can command attention. And you've seen it. You've seen Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, criticize Ocasio-Cortez, basically tell her to pipe down. Because Nancy Pelosi knows most Americans are not radicals. And they don't want America haters, which is really what these women are, in charge. Now, the women would say, oh, O'Reilly, you're crazy. That's not what we are. I understand that. But if you analyze their positions and what they actually believe, there's no way you can say that they respect America or think it's a noble nation. They don't. So Donald Trump seizes upon this, and he says to his fellow citizens, hey, look, if they don't like the country, and they're criticizing it to the detriment of America, then you go back to where their ancestors lived, or in one case, Omar, where she lived. Okay, Somalia. Go back there. Fix up those places, and then come back and tell us how it's fine. Sarcastic. Racist, you decide. You decide. But remember, Ocasio-Cortez basically implied Nancy Pelosi's a racist after Pelosi criticized her. You'll remember that Ocasio-Cortez, oh, she's picking on women of color. And the same thing in the debate. Okay, Kamala Harris, a senator, basically implied Joe Biden's a racist. Why else would she bring up the voting on busing 50 years ago? Or Biden's association with segregationist senators way back when? Why? She wants to imply that he's a racist, that he doesn't like black people. It's the only reason to do it. So Donald Trump basically says, look, this is what I'm up against. All right, so vote for me and send me money. It's a big fundraiser for him. In the second quarter, the Trump campaign took in more than $100 million. Huge. Huge. So Americans, they don't weigh in because they don't have access to the media. But believe me when I tell you that Donald Trump believes that his tweet attacks on these four radical congresswomen will help him get reelected and raise a lot of money for him. Now, on the other side, the Democrats now say, okay, there's no doubt the president's a racist. we got five things we could point to, beginning with the birther movement on Barack Obama. And then there's Charlottesville, there's the S-hole countries. And we can just make a case that he hates black people, he hates migrants, he hates Hispanics, he hates gays, whatever it is. Again, American people have to decide whether there's any validity to that or not. And I can help you because my upcoming book, The United States of Trump, I've researched all of these things and will present you the facts. But right now the Democratic Party believes it can destroy the president's legacy and get him out of office in 2020 by branding him a racist using this controversy. So there you have it. It's a political power play. It's not about race. Donald Trump couldn't care less about putting his boot on the neck of any minority. He doesn't show a lot of empathy for minority groups or the grievance industry. He doesn't. His thing is, I provide a good economy. That helps everybody. So how can you possibly call me a racist? Very fascinating what's going on here. Think about it. It's going to get worse. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax. That is the Talking Points Memo. For more analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, and we will see you soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, great wisdom for Bill O'Reilly. As always, I love interviewing him on Mondays and Wednesdays. I cherish those days. Get to hear great insights from a guy who was number one in cable TV news for 16 consecutive years. They don't make them like that anymore. You know, it's like Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. It may last forever. It's certainly going to last like decades, maybe a century. Amazing. Bill O'Reilly. Wayne Allyn Root, brought uncensored. I let him have it with both barrels. I don't write commentaries. There's no teleprompter. It's just me, raw, uncensored, unfiltered. Every day on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, back with you on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. By the way, some network identification here. Root for America is the website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. I love getting emails from my viewers. You can email Newsmax and let them know you want to see more of Wayne Root. I'm working on a couple of other things with Newsmax TV, war@newsmax.com, war@newsmax.com. You can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. And you can call in. We love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The entire second half of the show tonight will be me talking to you. So call in. Sam Lannis, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group. He is my personal tax attorney. He's been the main sponsor of my radio show and a sponsor on this TV show for 3.5 years now. From the first day I was on local radio, then shifted over to national radio, then shifted over to national TV, it's been Sam Lannis and Wayne Allen Root. In my opinion, the best damn tax lawyer in the United States of America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all over the USA. He's represented superstars of music and acting. He's based in Beverly Hills. And you're thinking, I can't afford him. Well, guess what? You can afford him. I asked him to make himself affordable for all of you, and he did. He founded the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. Total cost, monthly fee of $190 a month. That's it, $190 a month. He includes most cases in 3 to 6 months, and he wins your battles with the IRS. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-934-3578, or go to wehelpyou.com. And it's the letter U because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Lannis. This is how bad it is, folks. Nancy Pelosi released a statement denouncing President Trump's new asylum law and demands open borders. You want to hear her statement? Here it is. The president is devastating lives. dishonoring our values and departing from decades of precedent and law in his haste to destroy the lifeline of asylum in America. She's ignoring the fact that 90% of asylum seekers who scream asylum are rejected because they're lying and there is no real reason, justification for them to get asylum. Nancy Pelosi continues, this cruel new asylum rule perfectly showcases the administration's utter disdain and disregard for immigrant communities and communities of color. This asylum rule is a clear abdication of American humanitarianism. We're not humans. We're not human anymore. We're not humanitarians. We're turning people away, many of whom are murderers and child rapists. And that makes us horrible people. They're coming with children that aren't their children. They're raping them. Oh, we're bad. They're coming in because they raped women all the way up Mexico, and the rapists are coming in with fake children, but we're not human or humanitarians if we don't let them in. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing human traffickers are bringing people. We're not humanitarian. We're letting Americans die of drug addiction. I mean, these people are unbelievable. This administration has turned its back on generations of Republican and Democrat leadership, which has long recognized the lifeline of asylum is central to our nation's values, history, and future. Really? I didn't know that. As the American Association of Evangelicals has testified, America's commitment to opening our doors to those in need is the crown jewel of American humanitarianism. Well, I say open our doors to anyone who doesn't want welfare. Anybody who isn't a criminal, anybody who doesn't have a criminal history in their background in their home country, anyone who doesn't believe in Sharia law, anyone who we can see is not a terrorist in their own country, isn't a murderer, isn't a rapist, and they don't want welfare. They want to work and take responsibility when they get here, and the people that sponsor them will have to pay for any welfare or food stamps if they go on welfare food stamps. That's okay with me after they've gone orderly through a door in that big giant wall. This administration has clearly overreached their authority and violated the law with these restrictions. Here it is, which will be swiftly and successfully challenged in courts. The Democratic House will always stand firm against the tax on immigrants and will continue to call on the White House to join us to support smart, effective immigration policies that honor our values and keep our families together and safe. Yeah, the Democratic Party wants to keep you safe. Prosecutors accuse MS-13 of 7 medieval-style murders, including cutting the heart out of a rival. How do you like that one? In Los Angeles, MS-13 gang members charged with murdering 7 people, including cutting their hearts out, raping them, stabbing them with machetes, cutting their heads off. That's what's coming in the country that Nancy Pelosi's defending with an open border. She wants them all to vote. 22 MS-13 gangbangers charged with brutal machete murders. And at the same time that's happening, Elizabeth Warren issues a chilling, disgusting threat to ICE and Border Patrol agents. If she's president, you're going to get arrested. She will charge you with abuse. Every border agent out there is in trouble. Your life's in danger. Your freedom's in danger if the Democratic Party wins. They're on the side of the gangbangers, not the cops and the law enforcement. Disgraceful.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. Under House rules, the president may not be called a racist, but the Democrats use their majority to override that House rule. And after all that, the House did vote to condemn President Trump's tweets that were targeting four congresswomen. The vote did mainly fall along party lines, with a handful of Republicans joining all the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reminds us of what the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia used to say.
He said, "I don't attack people, I attack ideas." And I think that's a good lesson for all of us.
And in San Francisco, a 4.3 earthquake hit this afternoon with no injuries or damage reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. From Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know what you won't hear from the media? The mainstream media. Ilhan Omar, was she married to her brother? Now, up till now, I've covered it on my radio, but I really don't know if I ever mentioned it on TV. I kind of like to be very careful what I say on TV. But today, the biggest newspaper in Minnesota, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, wrote the same story the conservative media has been covering for 2 years, that it sure does appear like Ilhan Omar married her brother. This is who Donald Trump's in a fight with. She's lecturing us, and it appears, allegedly, I'll be very careful how I say it, it appears allegedly, it's very clear, she married her brother. She committed immigration fraud. She committed passport fraud. She committed tax fraud. Allegedly. Maybe. It sure looks like it. Okay? Her brother has a very specific Muslim name. Okay? There's no one else in the entire state of Minnesota with the same name on the same birthday. It appears on both his birth certificate and on their marriage certificate and on their high school records. It shows that person by that name with that birthday is her brother. She married her brother, allegedly, it looks like. It isn't just me saying it. It isn't just good conservative journalists saying it anymore from places like Breitbart and Daily Caller and Gateway Pundit. Now, it's the Minnesota Star Tribune trying to catch up with news they should have covered a long time ago they never covered. Donald Trump's no dummy. This is who you're fighting with. This backwards communist person who hates Jews and hates Israel married her brother to illegally get him in the United States of America. Immigration fraud, passport fraud, tax fraud. If found guilty, she could be deported. A congresswoman could be deported. Okay? Now you're starting to get a sense of what you're dealing with here. These are the four stooges of the Democratic Party. Communist radical nutcases who are criminals. All right, Dr. Joseph Williams is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Joe Williams, a great friend of mine for 18 years. His son and my son, best friends in the world. And I've seen all the before and after photos. He is the absolute, in my opinion anyway, best medical hair restoration surgeon in the United States of America, maybe in the world. And people fly in from all over the world to have their hair jobs done by Dr. Joe Williams. If you're bald, if you're balding, if you're thinning, he's the guy to see, and you get a free vacation to Vegas. That's what he calls his website, vacationrestoration.com. Fly in, make a free trip out of it. He pays for your trip, and you get your hair done, and you look like a new you and a younger you. He's taking care of celebrities. They've flown in from all over the world. Billionaire businessmen flown in from all over the world. Even a sitting president has flown in with a Secret Service detail so Joe Williams can do their hair restoration. And by the way, it's not just me saying he's one of the best in the world. He's a pioneer in his field. Dr. Williams is one of 200 doctors in the world with the title Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. He is a great guy. He is a guy filled with integrity. He'll do a great job for you. I've seen the before and after photos. Amazing. And now you get a free vacation in Vegas, too. Financing provided, reasonable rates. Yeah, 10-20%. Of his customers, just like Sam Landis. He handles kings and queens and presidents and senators and governors and movie stars and rock stars. But 90% of Sam Landis's tax business is average Joes and Janes, right? And same thing with Dr. Joe Williams. Yeah, he's handled the kings and the queens and the presidents, but his average customer is a cop on the beat or the local weatherman in Las Vegas or some lawyer in Vegas or a hardworking blue-collar guy or gal with thinning hair. Great rates, financing, all of it there and a free vacation to Vegas. Call 888-357-0888. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 888-357-0888. Schedule a free consultation now. Doesn't cost you a dime. Got nothing to lose. Got no risk. He takes all the risk. He's paying the dime. He's taking his time. Give him a call. All right. Before we get to calls, one last thing. This Hakeem Jeffries is a congressman from a Democrat from New York. And he says, the new asylum laws by Trump are anchored in and dripping with xenophobia. Xenophobia is a big word that nobody knows. I'm an Ivy League graduate, Columbia University, and I never had an idea what that word meant. I never heard it in my entire life. This is how liberals operate. They hear a fancy word from their Ivy League professor, who's always a communist, who spends all his time reading books by Karl Marx, trying to, you know, figure out how to make America a communist country. And those communists, intellectual communists, teach a word to a congressman or a celebrity that they use to make themselves feel smart, right? And then they use that word. The rest of us have no idea what it even means. I had to look it up in the break. And basically what it means is a fear of strangers and foreigners. Xenophobia. Do you know what it meant? I never heard of it in my life, and I never knew what it meant in my life. A fear of strangers and foreigners. So it's dripping with a fear of strangers and foreigners to say to somebody, if you want asylum in this country, and you're making a claim, 90% of which turn out to be lies, you got to make that claim in your home country, and you're not allowed to walk through Mexico and come here anymore. We're not going to let you wait in America and for 2 or 3 years because of the backlog, and then once your time is called to the court, you disappear into the system, and you're gone forever. And he says, that's xenophobia. Well, I guess I have xenophobia. I do have a fear of strangers and foreigners entering our country who are murderers. You know, like the one just recently caught in northern Nevada, my home state, caught in the Lake Tahoe area, Reno, Lake Tahoe, and he murdered 4 nice people, murdered them. I think I have a fear of that. Do you have a fear of that? I'm trying to get this. I have a fear of my computer coming on in the middle of the show, too. It just lighted up for no good reason. But let's take a call. We'll grab some calls. We'll grab Lauren in New Jersey first. Lauren, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, how are you? You're good. Great. I just think you're awesome. I just found this channel and you, and I love everything you say, and I'm a total Trump supporter, and you're cracking me up because you're killing it, and I love it. I just want to say I like you. I love you. Thank you. I'm watching you.
Hey, is there anything on your mind today besides telling me you love me? Come on. There's got to be something on your mind. Like, as an example, Lauren, how do you feel about Donald Trump saying not everybody in the world could come to America, walk up to the border, say the word asylum, and they automatically get in? From now on, you can't do it. You got to do it in your own country. And if we reject you, you never get to come here. You can't get lost in the heartland. And we'll
I
never
think
fight.
Everything he says is so good and on point. And he's right. If you don't like our country, get out. And he's
exactly
right. And you're right. And they're bringing these MS-13 gangs here, and they're killing people. And this psycho Nancy Pelosi thinks it's okay to do. And they'll do anything. If Donald Trump, you know, says let's breathe, they'll say no, let's not. They find like a reason for everything. You're so right. They're there to fight you for everything.
Lauren, aren't you sick of every time you disagree with a liberal, you're a racist? Aren't you just sick of that? I'm sick of that.
I sure am, and I'm quite ladylike, and I don't really get into it with people, but I will definitely tell some men that will get a little loud that they're just nuts, you know.
Yeah.
They think they don't protect this country, and let me tell you, he came in, and I still want him to win, and I want Pence to win after him for the next 2, you know, years, and, you know, he's just doing a great job, and he has done amazing things. And I love the way he's so raw. He's like Archie Bunker, you know. He just tells it like it is. If you don't like it, oh well.
Well, I'm like Archie Bunker. Trump's the president, but I'm like Archie Bunker. I think I'm Archie Bunker.
You look like it. You're great. I'm watching you right now. Oh my God! Thank you so much. I just saw your number, so I was like, let me call you.
Thanks for calling. We're on the run. Thank you. Say hi to my friends in Jersey. All right, we got Mike in California on line 4. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. Hey, you know, you're right on. I suddenly saw AOC. I realized, you know, she's the racist, but there's a difference in her and Pelosi. Pelosi's like a slick politician. She can use anybody to get the socialistic thing done. But I want to ask you this question. When Martin Luther King marched, we had people of all skin color. He was fighting against people that violated the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. Remember those 2 Jewish guys that gave their lives? But, you know, AOC could never march there because she uses racism to push socialism. Martin Luther King didn't do that.
Right.
He never got into racism. He pushed constitutional rights. And, you know, these people are, they creep me out, man. I think everybody's seeing what Donald Trump is doing. If he was a black man, Wayne, AOC couldn't even say anything. I'd love to go to my black church and say, I voted for Donald Trump because he was a black man.
You do realize that Martin Luther King was a Republican, right? You know that, right? Did you know that?
Amen.
Yeah, registered Republican. I'll bet you the black community
is.
Yeah, sure.
He supported Israel, too.
How can you be a pastor and not support Israel? I think almost all good Christians support Israel. And that's what's kept Israel alive. Not Jews. I'm a Jew. It's the Christians that keep Israel alive. The Christians of America have been better to the Jews of Israel than any other group in the world. It's evangelical Christians in America that are the greatest supporters of Israel. And always will be. And I actually have Jewish liberals send me constant emails saying, oh, Wayne, you're so foolish. The only reason that Christians in America like Israel is because they believe that the end of the world, Christ will come back and the end of the world will happen and all the Jews in Israel will either die or convert or something like that, they tell me. And I go, you know what? I don't really care why someone saves my daughter's life or my son's life. As long as they save my kid's life, I love them. I don't really care why someone is saving Israel and good to Israel and loves the Jews. All I care about is that they are loving the Jews and saving Israel. So, amen. Thank you to the Christians of America. You're doing a wonderful job. And you know what? The Jews of America, for the most part, are not very supportive of Israel. And they're doing a lousy job supporting Israel because their God seems to be liberal politics and abortion. And you know what? And open borders. And you know what? I say to all my fellow liberal Jews, you're the brightest people in the world, but when it comes to politics, you're deaf. You're deaf, you're blind, you're dumb. That's what I say to my liberal Jewish friends. Thank God I'm developing quite a few conservative ones. I think there's some movement. I think things are changing. I sure hope so. When we get back, Roberto from Las Vegas has been waiting the longest. He's first up. Then Joe from New York. Then we got every other line filled. I'll get to every one of you that I can. Wayne Allyn. Raw and unfiltered. No other show like it. I think Lauren from Jersey summed it up. For now on, I should say, the Archie Bunker of the 21st century, of 2019, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm proud to be Archie Bunker. You know why? Archie Bunker was right about everything. Archie Bunker was always right, and Meathead was an idiot. And today, guess what? Meathead, what's his name? Is it Reiner? He's still an idiot. He's still an idiot. All these years later, I'll take Archie Bunker. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going, whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, for many years, I was an anchorman at CNBC. Many of you don't know that. And I had an IFB. This is the IFB in your ear. And it's hidden, and you can't even see it's there, and the cords are gone. And then when I became a host here at Newsmax, I was using my little earbuds, whatever they are. I've been using them, and now finally I'm testing out this IFB again, which is 20 years old from my old days at CNBC, and it works fantastic. It's molded to my ear, it fits, and we made sure all the cords were replaced with brand new cords. Newsmax took care of it for me, and now I've got my IFB in, so I look like a real anchor man again. First time in 2 years on the air, I've worn my IFB. Thought I'd mention it. It's pretty cool. I don't hear in both ears anymore. I only get my information from my board op, Chris O'Sullivan, in this one ear. And it's something to get used to again. Instead of both ears, it's one. But, you know, and I hear you in your phone calls in one ear. But you get used to it. And it's pretty cool because you can't see it anymore. At least I hope you can't see it. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they are just fantastic, right? I mean, they're lozenges filled with alkaline structured silver have prevented me from having a problem with my voice. It's hung in there for 3.5 years because of My Doctor Suggests. And then I started taking their liquid. Well, first of all, I didn't get a cold for 3.5 years either. Amazing. And I got on airplanes and off airplanes, no colds. And then their liquid, it's called Silver Solution, and I drink it in the morning, I drink it in the middle of the day, and I drink it at night. And because of that, I don't have brain fog anymore. I am high intensity, focused like a laser from the moment I get up between 5 and 6 in the morning and like maybe 8 o'clock at night. And there's not a minute of drop-off because of that. And then after 8 o'clock at night, I'll eat my dinner, and then I relax for the rest of the night, and I get very tired because, man, I put a lot into 3 hours of radio and TV. But I have no more brain fog. Amazing. Used to have it really badly, and it doesn't exist anymore in the morning. Call them. It's toll-free, and it's 20% off by just saying Wayne Root sent me, or the promo of Root, promo code Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, 20% off at all times, and you get a free book called The Silver Miracle, Why Silver is the Greatest Tool for Restoring and Protecting Health Ever Discovered by Science. The Silver Miracle free book tells you how to use the silver to take care of whatever ailment ails you. All right, let's grab some calls. Roberto in Las Vegas has been waiting the longest. Roberto, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, sir. Great show. I want to talk to you about the speech and tweets that Trump made about you can go, sure. You're free to leave, you can leave. I want to encourage you and urge you and your listeners to go to contact Trump and encourage him to keep it up and to show these people exactly for who they are. They can go to whitehouse.gov/contact. It's so easy to fill out and use. It's ridiculous. And, you know, tell him to, remember he used to show the victims of the illegal aliens, the murders, the rapes,
yes.
The families, or go to that website and encourage him to do that and expose these people like he has been doing for what they are, anti-American. And, I mean, I don't know what AOC's doing there because you see her eyes, she is totally possessed and full of murder. Now, next. I want to encourage you. I pull up Pelosi's website and AOC's website, call them and leave them nice, polite voicemails and messages, exposing their lies. And you gotta quote the Constitution definitions of treason. Same thing on Trump's website. And you know, just tell them, you know, you're lying. We know you're lying. The race car doesn't work on us anymore.
Roberto, let me mention something. I forget treason. Sedition is a better word. It kind of means treason anyway. Sedition is a form of treason. And what they're doing with the open borders is a form of sedition. By informing illegals what their rights are to avoid ICE and avoid being deported and avoiding law enforcement is putting ICE agents in danger and is breaking the laws of the United States. That's sedition. And I encourage everyone to call your local Democratic congressman's office or congresswoman's office and let them know they're committing sedition. Roberto, I thank you for the call, and I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call. Let's take Joe in New York. He's been waiting for almost an hour. Joe, you're the man. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'll make it quick. I just want to tell Nancy Pelosi and the other House Democrats where they can stick this stupid resolution condemning President Trump. And the second thing I want to say is I'd like to know what on earth Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and the other, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what have they accomplished since they've been in Congress other than picking fights with the president for no reason?
Yeah, nothing. Absolutely nothing. But, you know, don't forget, I'm going to try and be fair, which is something they never do to me or you, but they're in the minority, so nothing will ever get done. As long as Trump is president, nothing will get done for the Democrats in the minority. So you're right. They've accomplished absolutely nothing except stirred up the nation, stirred up hate, stirred up division, and spewed out hate speech against Jews and Israel and America. That's what they've done. That's it. But I'm trying to be fair. That's nicer than they ever are to us. You know, look, what Trump said is fine. There's nothing wrong with what Trump said. You either love my country, you can get the hell out of my country. Go to whatever socialist, communist hellhole you think is better. Good luck and God bless. Go to Venezuela. That's all I could say. All right, that's it. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jim from Ohio, Richard from New York. We couldn't get you tonight. Call up early tomorrow at the start of the show. We'll put you first in line. Chris O'Sullivan's my board op. We'll put you first in line if you let him know you're waiting. Actually, do it on Thursday. Because we'll have a guest host tomorrow, because I'm giving the opening speech at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas tomorrow. An audience of 2,500. I'm the opening speaker. Great honor. So I'll be off tomorrow, but we'll see you back here on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.